This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Western Michigan University professor Jennifer Marchialotti is the producer of the documentary film Peace During War. The story of opposing gang members who started a youth mentoring program will be shown on campus this week. But first, Kalamazoo County spent more than a year trying to find an administrator after Peter Batani left in October of 2014. After two searches, the Kalamazoo County Commission chose Terrence Nugel, who at that time was administrator in Johnson County, Iowa. He started a little over a month ago, and he joins us on West Southwest. Thank you for being here.
It's wonderful to be here.
Also joined today by WMUK's local government and education reporter, Savilla Mann.
Hi, Gordon.
And Kalamazoo Gazette reporter, Emily Monticelli.
Hi.
Emily, you have the first question for Terrence Nugel.
Terrence, you've been here about a month now as county administrator. What have you noticed in that month that needs to be changed?
Well, yeah, when you get a chance to sit down for all of a whole month here, it does takes a little bit of time to really gather information. And having the opportunity to really get to know the vision and the goals of my 11 bosses, the commissioners here in Kalamazoo County, is a real good start to kind of get a feel for the kind of organization we have here. And then beyond that, it's now going through and meeting all the department heads of all the county services. And as I look at the possibility that is here and the incredible opportunity that is here for Kalamazoo County, some of the changes that I see pretty immediate is really looking at the workplace culture. It's also talking about the space needs of the organization. And it's also the opportunity to take advantage of really a lot of new things that are going to happen, new buildings that are going to be built, and how we're going to build those, how we're going to become more efficient, how we're going to be sustainable. Those are the kind of changes I'm looking at. At the same time, I look at the community outreach. What does county government do for you? And quite frankly, I think if I went out into the community right now and asked 20 people to tell me what county government is doing for them right now, I don't think that they would have a real good message.
You are working with a board that can be divisive at times between Democrats and Republicans. How do you handle that as a new administrator?
Oh my gosh, there's that going on? No way. I'll tell you why I say that in part is because, you know, I think it's a new year and I think it's a new chapter for Kalamazoo County. And and certainly I had the opportunity to review a lot of those meetings. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It does get a bit competitive at times. But I come from a perspective that if you kind of imagine a commissioner, a supervisor, and an administrator, all elected, that is what I did in Johnson County, Iowa. And so I come from a perspective understanding the politics behind that. Now, in the county that I came from, a lot more Democrats than Republicans. But nonetheless, you still had to work collaboratively as a team. And I think that it gets back to what is the mission of the organization, what are your principles, and reminding all individuals that are in all forms of government a level of respect. And I think that has been lost throughout the entire United States when it comes to Democrat, Republican, or anything else. I think at times we all need to be reminded, what is our mission? What is our goal? And, you know, for Kalamazoo County, it's responsive, innovative, cost-effective services. It's public service. That is our job. And so I'll remind that amongst commissioners when it gets into times where there's going to be that kind of back and forth that maybe is getting off message a little bit about what we're trying to do.
Savilla?
When you interviewed with the commission for this job, it was clear that you see the county administrator as a leader, not just the person who keeps the county running, but someone with a direction that they're moving in. But the county board here is the ultimate authority. You're working for the board. And so what I'm wondering is, how much room does that leave for you to lead beyond keeping the county's house in order?
Well, first and foremost, in fact, one of the things I did before I even started, which was back on December 21st, was really take a strong look at that organizational chart. And in fact, in my interview, I made fun of it, of the existing organizational chart, because there was a lot of arrows and a lot of things going all over the place as far as that structure. And so immediately I wanted to kind of rein that in and clean that up a little bit, making sure that the county administrator does have direct oversight. Typically, most organizations, you want to have the county administrator over human resources. In this form and structure here in Kalamazoo County, you have the deputy county administrator, and then you have finance and internal services administrator. And so just kind of getting a better understanding of that structure was really important. So I was able to do that fairly early in this process and get support from Chairman Taylor and from the commissioners as well. So they have allowed me a lot of autonomy in regards to the ability to be able to come in, look at the structure, and start with that, making sure that people realize that there is someone now in the position that is responsible for ultimately helping make the decisions on the day-to-day basis.
I want to go back for just a moment to what you were saying about the organizational chart and, you know, putting things in proper place. In some way, will that make government more efficient for citizens? Will they notice that? Will it make it more user-friendly in some way?
You know, I think that when it comes to this form of government in which you have an administrator form of government, commissioners are there to provide direct understanding of policy. They're to give us that direction. They're providing us with budget authority. But the day-to-day stuff, I think that residents, hopefully they'll notice this kind of change, first and foremost, because they're going to see me at a whole lot more events. I'm just one of those guys that I really do want to be at the table at things. I'll give an example. You know, just recently, the city of Kalamazoo had a blue ribbon panel going through a lot of just structural things. What can they do to help improve their community? And quite frankly, county government needs to be at that table, too. The success that we had in Johnson County, Iowa, was the amount of collaboration and intergovernmental cooperation throughout the entire organizations of government. When people see cities and counties working together with their state, I mean, that's what we ought to be doing. And why isn't that happening now? And there's a bigger layer of government here in Michigan, and that is the structure of having both a county structure, a township structure, and a city structure. And so trying to find those collaborations, that synergy, it's going to be a little harder to get to. But you can see some of that happening now. You're seeing it with a joint emergency or joint authority dispatch services for the community. And I look forward to really, I've had a chance to sit in on one meeting, having a director now hired that's going to start in a couple weeks here, Jeff Troyer. I think that will really help the process. But there is an expectation that, yeah, public service, they better be working together. It just makes sense. And so I hope to help bring some of those more collaborations together.
Sevilla?
You've said you'll work to make Kalamazoo County government more transparent. And in part, you've said you'd like to do that. You see an opportunity to do that with the county's website. And so what will I be able to do at the county website in the future that I can't do now?
Well, I'm excited to say that after having an opportunity to visit with our information services coordinator, we have already started the process of doing some updates. And one of the things I said, and when I said to and talked to her, I said, you know, it's really when I'm pushing a button and something comes up from 2004, it's time. And anybody that was looking at this position, you do want to do a lot of research. This one is a little behind the times and a little long in the tooth as far as more interaction. I think that if you look at the future of your government, you're going to find that there's going to be actually a lot more focus on the millennials, a lot more focus on making sure people have much more interaction with technology. So a lot of it is just some aesthetic things you can already see happening that's happened in the last week, and certainly a lot of updates to a lot of the pictures. We'll look at doing a lot more dashboarding, kind of following and letting residents know what's going on as far as their community. You're going to see in the next several months, if you want to know where a particular crime or an issue that public service was called, you're going to be able to go and actually access which neighborhood you want to learn more about. So there's a lot of things as far as the interaction that needs to happen in and is happening right now.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Our guest is Kalamazoo County Administrator Terrence Nugel. We're also joined by WMUK's local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann, as well as Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Emily Monticelli. Let me go back to what you said about the county being in good financial shape. I mean, how good? I mean, you know, we're hearing a lot of as you mentioned, the Blue Ribbon Panel, looking at the city of Kalamazoo's finances. I mean, if there are big long-term problems in the biggest city in the county, does that eventually work its way up to county government in one form or another?
One of the things that you always want to have holistically for your community is that everyone's doing pretty well. And when one isn't doing as well, it will have an impact certainly on services, on the ability to deliver services, on the ability for us to even potentially have better bonding ratings. I'll give you an example. In Johnson County, our bonding and our rating was impacted because one of the communities within Johnson County has a lot of debt. One of the things that I hope to bring to the table here is really a concept of smart, sustainable growth. And smart, sustainable growth isn't something that just one government does. It's all governments do. And fortunately, in the community I was in, we had a very strong COG or Metropolitan Planning Organization that helped us achieve a lot of the goals. And when there was a breakdown of intergovernmental cooperation, we had a source to go to and help us get through some of those more tougher decisions. But, you know, smart, sustainable growth is really maintaining and enhancing quality of life. It's about quality of place. It's about why people want to live in your community. Always at the top of the list, that's education, it's safety, it's housing, it's business, it's culture, it's fun, it's health, it's parks, it's trails. And so you think about those words that I just said, and then ask yourself in Kalamazoo County, all of it, all the townships, all the city, are we strong in those areas? And if there's a weakness in the area, how do we address that? Because if it impacts one, it impacts all. And so getting that attitude out there and realizing that there is an expectation from the citizenry that we work together and we work as a team. And when communities fail to do so, communities fail.
Sevilla?
Justice and equality came up in your interview, specifically how to pursue them. And those are ideas that sound so big, they can just sound abstract and overwhelming. But you had some specific ideas. You were talking about a community ID program, a different approach to juvenile justice. What concrete steps toward social justice do you have in mind for Kalamazoo County?
Well, it starts first and foremost within the own organization. What is our mission? What are our principles? And one of the principles that the Kalamazoo County Commissioners have supported, and that is strengthening diversity and improving the stability of the community economic base. And I think that you add that with public safety, and all of a sudden you look at where county governments, city governments are investing. A lot of it is in the area of public safety, and particularly trying to address not only juvenile crime issues, but just crime in general. And so one of the things that we had a lot of success in Johnson County, certainly in Iowa City, and a lot of people will say, well, you know, he's from Iowa, it's different than here. Well, you know, Iowa City, we had 40-45% of our enrollment in our high schools and junior highs and elementary schools, 40-45% were minority students. So Iowa City was a little bit different than probably a little more of what people imagine Iowa was. And you look at the numbers here, and I think they're pretty darn similar. And so it's one of the things that actually attracted me to the community was not only the arts and the culture and all the fun things, but it's really the challenge of diversity and trying to bring people together and realize what are the barriers that are happening right now. And so in the community I just came from, we recognize pretty clearly that if people don't have good jobs, if they don't have the ability to be able to even get a job, if they are having difficulty as far as finding some kind of housing, it breaks down pretty darn quick. And so you can see as the end result what happens. And so things like, what were some of those barriers? We had a lot of residents that were having a difficult time trusting their government. And so we had law enforcement and our prosecutors back in Iowa. They came to the Board of Supervisors that I was a part of and said, we need to do something about this. Our best eyes and ears in the community are actually the residents. And if the residents are afraid to communicate with law enforcement, we just lost our best resource. And so we also had individuals that, so they had a hard time with government. Maybe they had a hard time finding an ID. That means they probably couldn't get a bank account. And if they can't get a bank account, guess what happens? You carry money. What happens when you carry money? Or have money in your home, it gets taken. And it's just this bad spiral. So we worked with the business community. We came up with a community ID program. Nothing new happens all around the United States. And it's basically an opportunity for residents to have a different way to reach out, work with their government, work with the business community. They can get a public library card now, all of those things. And it's just a great way to break down some barriers. And so we also addressed in the Iowa City area the issue of are people being paid enough. We addressed the minimum wage in the community as well and kind of fought the state of Iowa on that again. If the ultimate goal is to make a community more safe, more inclusive, then what are the barriers? Then you go after the barriers, and you do that as a community. You can't do it as one government. You have to do it for all governments.
Nobody on the county board says, I'm against improving the quality of life for our least privileged residents, but they do disagree sometimes on how to do that. For example, the millage we had to support homeless families with children here, the vote to put that on the ballot, that was a 65 split, I believe, on the board. If your agenda goes beyond just housekeeping for county government, do you expect to face accusations from the board that you're going into the realm of the ideological?
I will always go back to mission, and I'll go back to principles. And under no circumstance do I have any desire to create any policy that doesn't have a support of the majority of the commissioners. That's not my job. My job is to adhere to their policies and making sure that the citizenry has an amazing county government that's providing the level of public service that they deserve with the investment we're making with their money. So there's going to be times where I'm going to offer certainly a perspective that might not get all 11 votes. I'm pretty comfortable to say that's going to happen. But I think my job as a county administrator is to say, here are the pros to this. Here are the cons to this. What is best for you? And what do you think is in the best interest of your district? And certainly for the county as a whole, that's my job. And so there's going to be some times where I'm going to bring in this word called innovation. And it's not a new word. It's a word that's right there in the mission of Kalamazoo County.
As I noted at the beginning, it was a good year between the time that Peter Bitani left and then when they ultimately offered you the job, a little more than a year, actually. So there was an interim administrator. But I'm wondering, when the job really hasn't really been filled for a year, does that mean that there is work to do when you come in, some cleanup, some backlog, any of that sort of thing? Or is there actually an opportunity to maybe start with a fresh, clean slate because you're coming into a job that really hasn't been done by someone who plans to have it for a long time?
No, this was really, I think, not so much a clean slate to come on in and do these kind of things. That was not my role. Certainly, coming in from an Iowa perspective, I think, I am cautiously observing. I think that's probably the best approach. I actually learned the approach through some schooling I had at New York University, and it was just a style that I learned a little bit better to kind of observe from the roof of the dance floor, as my professor Marty Linsky would say. And it was, I think, a really good approach to come in and kind of just kind of get an understanding of what the commissioners wanted. But the kind of a little bit of a perfect storm was, here you were, you had a lot of commissioners that this past election moved on to other opportunities. Several of them moved on to the Michigan legislature, those kind of things. And so that left a little bit of a gap as far as some of that experience on the commission. At the same time, the Democrats took control over the Republicans. And so you had a lot of that going on. So you had some fresh faces, a different political person, that, you know, as far as the perspective. And so a lot of those things happen. And then there's missing a county administrator. And so just a lot of those things. So this past year, you know, I think there was some growing that occurred. But what I saw at the beginning of this year is a commission that really is excited about the opportunity to have someone from an outside perspective looking in and saying, we need to be more innovative. We need to rethink how we're administering the policies and certainly how we're providing the service to the community. And I think that they really want Kalamazoo County at the table when it comes to decision making, and they have someone in me to do so.
Kalamazoo County Administrator Terrence Nugel, thank you very much for your time.
It's great to be here.
And thanks to WMUK local government and education reporter Savilla Mann.
Thanks, Gordon.
And Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Emily Monticelli.
Thanks for having me.